Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Erevin 73, talking about content and attesting to intentions. The Gemara answers is talking in the middle of a conversation. In the case of making an Erev Techumen, we can attest to their intentions. The notes point out we can witness, we are witness, an assumption can be made. And in this case of a yeshiva student, the yeshiva students, we can attest to their intentions. In that case of making an Erev Techum, we can attest to their intentions that if he could lodge there, he would be content. The notes point out, since he wishes to travel in that direction the next day, he would prefer to have his residence in the location of the Erev and sleep there, as Rashi points out. And in the case of the yeshiva students, we can attest that if people would bring bread to the students to the yeshiva, this would be preferable to them. The notes point out, the Ritva says they travel to the inns to eat only because the yeshiva does not supply food. But the students would prefer to stay in the yeshiva if food were brought there rather than travel to the valley. This yeshiva is therefore their primary residence. Rav and Shmuel disagree only where there is no independent indication of which area is the individual's primary residence. So for me, this little piece of Gemara points out two ideas. Number one, the idea of being content. The Pirkei Avos explains to us in Dalet Aleph, Ben Zoma asks, who is content? He who is happy with his lot. Hashem gave you exactly what you need, exactly what you're supposed to have, the exact house you're supposed to have, the exact car you're supposed to have, the exact spouse you're supposed to have, the exact kids you're supposed to have, the exact job you're supposed to have. Everything in your life is exactly what Hashem has wanted for you. We're supposed to be content, happy with our lot, rejoicing in our lot, being grateful for what we have and being happy with what you have, which could be the key to how to live a happy life. And that's the idea of being content. Also to the idea of doing things that are convenient for other people. The whole idea of studying in yeshiva, studying in seminary, studying college, we don't want to have the students have to run off to different places to get their food, to get their lodgings. Can you imagine if yeshiva in Israel only allowed you to come to the Beis Medrash but didn't take care of the lodgings? They'd have to find out dorming and whatever themselves. Sometimes that happens, but in a lot of yeshiva and a lot of seminaries, a lot of places around the world, when you study, you actually have a dorm near the Beis Medrash. That's what I had for my years in yeshiva, and when I was in college, I dormed there. Having the actual lodging, the actual kitchen and dining was at the basement of my residence in Reuben and YU. It is convenient to allow us to study and allow us to learn in the best way. And when we're dealing with other people, we should be content in our own lot, but also give to others in the most convenient way. If you're cooking for others, you're delivering for others, don't make them come to you. Bring it to them. If you're cooking a meal for them, don't tell them they come to you, especially if they had a baby, God forbid they lost something. You bring it to them. You help them out. You bring them the food. You help out the situation. If someone needs a ride, don't make them come to your house. Go to their house. Do the extra mile. Go the extra lefnei mishuras hadin, above and beyond, to help other people. As the Gemara talks about being content, the story how that situation, they were content, so too we should be content in our life with everything we have, is exactly what we need, is exactly what we're supposed to have to fulfill our mission and our purposes in life. And we should also do what we can, just as the yeshiva students would want to eat in their own yeshiva. They want it to be convenient as much for them. Not only should we make sure we have our own conveniences to help us as much as possible do what we're supposed to and fulfill Torah mitzvahs, but help be as convenient for other people as we can. If you're delivering something, picking something up, giving someone dinner, whatnot, bring it to them as much as you can, especially if they have a difficult, you know, day, if they have busy days, they have a lot of kids or whatnot, too much going on, they just had a baby. Help them out as much as you can to be convenient for them as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 74 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.